Saturday the 7th of November, buzzer out of mum's reach. Sunday the 8th of November, buzzer again out of mum's reach. Monday the 9th of November, buzzer on the left-hand side of the bed at the top of the shelf. Mum had no teeth in, no hearing aids in, mum not dressed, glasses on the trolley, cup of tea on a trolley at the end of the bed, but it was cold.
Now, this is your diary that you kept, and that, I mean, just the fact that you kept a diary shows how unhappy you were with the care. But what else does it say? What are the other stories that are in there?
I think the most important one was the fact that when we took mum in, they wrote the medication down wrong on the drug sheet. They wrote it down as 25 micrograms. This should have been 125. There was no bumetanide on, and there was lactulose put on. It should have been 15 mils twice a day, and it was written down as 50 mils twice a day.
How on earth do they make mistakes on numbers like that, that are so important when it comes to medication?
Well, very often, mum, when we got there, there was no medication because the drug sheet, which is kept at the end of the bed, had gone down to the pharmacy, and because there was no drug sheet, mum got no tablets, nothing at all, and she was in pain. So we asked about this, and they said that the only thing they could give her was paracetamol. Bearing in mind, mum was on strong painkillers for a cancer that was a very nasty cancer.
And I know there were days when you went to see her and you actually found the medication on the trolley and in the bed, didn't you?
Yeah, very often. Saturday the 17th, Movicol left on mum's trolley. Tuesday the 20th, Movicol left on the trolley. Wednesday the 21st, Movicol again left on mum's trolley.
And what does it mean if she wasn't having the drug that she should have had?
Well, that was to relieve mum's bowels because the cancer she'd got, we didn't want her to get impacted. And because she wasn't having this, it made it very, very uncomfortable for mum.
How do you feel about the care that she had in hospital?
Well, I expected just basic care, but to me, this was basic care but not given. I mean, you expect when you go that a patient can reach a buzzer in case she needs a nurse. You expect them to have hearing aids in if they're deaf so they can hear what's going off. You expect them to put teeth in so they can chew the food. In fact, they actually lost mum's teeth. We never did find them. There was no, mum had no glasses on because they was out of reach. The trolley was at the end of the bed. The walking frame should have been put in front of her in case she wanted to stand up. And I went one day, the trolley was at the end of the bed. The walking frame, with no idea where that went. It was just simple, basic nursing. I mean, some days mum wasn't even washed and dressed. And if you ask why, she'd say, oh, she didn't want to be bothered. I'm sorry, but that's not my mum.
The buzzer, do you believe someone had actually put it there deliberately so she couldn't press it?
I don't know whether it was deliberate. It just sent that every time we went, the buzzer was out of reach. And it wasn't just my mum's bed. There was other ladies that couldn't reach their buzzers either.
Now, I know that you did take up some of this with the hospital, didn't you? What happened?
Well, we had a meeting with the ward manager, and she did write it all down. And I did go in one day, and I did say to one of the nurses, mum's buzzer's up there again. And she turned round and says, whenever you come in, there's a complaint. And she says, I've got other things to do as well. You know, you're just absolutely gobsmacked at the attitude of some of them.